This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 530, Terrifically Timed Part 1 Home Answers.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get native answers to extremely likely IELTS Part 1 questions about your house or apartment to prepare you for stunning speaking scores.
Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you know what? We are busy people. Busy. I got to teach a student from our course. Yeah. I have to take a walk with a friend, and you have some stuff to do.
I have some stuff to do. And we know that above all, our listeners are so busy. I mean, that's why they are looking for these tips. So today we're going to give you guys a quick and easy episode that you can immediately implement when it comes to speaking Part 1.
Yes, you guys, this is a quick win episode for sure. We are going to answer super, super likely questions that you'll get in speaking Part 1 about our homes. And immediately, guys, as soon as you finish listening to this, you need to practice your own answers.
Exactly. So let's just dive right into it. Again, how much time do we have in speaking Part 1?
So, guys, speaking Part 1 lasts for 4 to 5 minutes, all right? And you have to answer questions about 3 different topics. And it's a lot of questions for a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. So really, your answer should not be too long, guys. 3 to 5 sentences. Like, nice. That's our goal.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into it. Should I start by asking you a couple questions here, Jessica?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. So tell me, where is your home?
My home is in the most adorable neighborhood of Montevilla. It's sort of a last vestige of what Portland stands for as far as being slightly weird and community oriented. So I feel very fortunate to have a place in this district.
Awesome. Last vestige. What a cool vocabulary word.
I love okay. it.
Should I ask you another? Should we go one more? Okay. So do you live in a house or an apartment?
Right now, I do live in an apartment. But what I love is it doesn't have the feel of an apartment. It's not like a huge concrete structure like that looks just like a bunch of little boxes that people live in. It's attractive. It's one level. There's a courtyard in between a collection of apartments. And, you know, we're close with our neighbors. And there are not too many neighbors. So it's quiet enough, friendly enough, and yet affordable enough because it is an apartment and not a house.
Awesome. I love it. Lots of detail. Very cool. So definitely that was probably like 4 or 5 sentences, and you built out the answer nicely.
Guys, definitely listen a couple times today and come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 530. All right. I will put the notable vocabulary in that blog post. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to become a 3 Keys student and you are ready to commit yourself to success, it is guaranteed to happen. We will increase your scores with our strategies. Get those IELTS results you need the next time and get past this test. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, now I'm going to ask Lindsay a couple questions.
All right.
Are there many rooms in your home?
Oh, in my home, there are a lot of rooms because I live in an old house from the 1800s. I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And so as you walk in, you have the kitchen, the living room. We even have a guest room, which was shocking for me when I first moved here from New York because no one had heard of a guest room. In addition, we have about five bedrooms. So yes, I'd say there are a ton of rooms in my house.
There are a ton of rooms. Yeah, in
you're
house.
At my house.
I've seen your. That's why I had to giggle when I asked that question, because I'm like, yeah. Most people would be like, yeah, one or two, but there's yeah, like 20 rooms in
it's
your
a lot.
Home.
It's great.
Okay, how are the walls decorated?
Oh, I would say, well, actually, our landlord is a little bit sensitive around decorating our walls, and understandably so, because this is an old house and the walls will crumble if we put tacks into it and nails and things. So they are decorated in very specific parts of the room, only on the bulletin boards. But downstairs in the kitchen, we do have a little bit of wall art. We have a poster, someone put one up of Brooklyn, and we have some kind of like artistic things that people have put up over the years. This house has been a home to many, many renters over the last 50 years. So who knows where those paintings came from, to be honest.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. So guys, there was so much detail in that answer. And notice, you know, some answers are longer than others, and that's fine. That's the flexibility we talk about when you want to achieve that 7 or higher. Yeah. You have to be flexible in your speaking and writing. It's not about following the same rules every single time. It's going to change according to the question. See, guys, this is what happens when you try and speak too fast. More stumbling. So pay attention to that, right? If you feel like you've answered the question, just finish it. I think my answers were a little bit shorter than Lindsay's because the questions were kind of easier. You know, it didn't call forth as much detail as like, how are your walls decorated? Right. There's a lot you could describe there. That could be quite a long answer, I would think. Yeah. So yeah, definitely guys, listen a couple times. Come back to the blog post. This is, come back to the website. This is episode 530. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I will put the amazing vocab in there that we shared today, and then practice answering these questions yourself.
Awesome. And guys, remember, speaking part one is different from parts 2 and 3. So you want to have your own skills and strategies for each part. And we give you that in our course, guys. Go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So cool.
And guys, as far as speaking goes, there's an amazing bonus speaking package that's available now. It's incredible, guys. It has some of the most likely questions, just like we talked about today. But you hear my sample answers and explanations of why they worked, why they hit that 7 or higher. Well, 9s, right? Because I'm a native, but why they hit those highest scores for all of the descriptors, all of the requirements. And also tips on how to not make the same mistakes that all the other candidates make on test day. So definitely get into that package that has that speaking sample answers.
Awesome. So good. And we are out of here today, guys. Quick and sweet little episode, but take these pieces of advice and implement them right away. Go and practice these questions and how you would answer them on speaking part one. Awesome. Okay. Perfect. We are out of here. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.